Well, if you're even an occasional listener to this show, you probably know that I'm a big fan of our wonderful state, Larry Mueller here. In fact, one of the best things about hosting this show is that I get to talk about so many things that make Wisconsin such a great place. Today, we are going to visit once again with Mike Beno. Mike is the editor of Our Wisconsin magazine. Really celebrates what life is all about in our state. He joins us from his office in Manitowish Waters. And Mike, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Larry. Thanks so much for having me.
I tell you what, we always have a lot of fun when you and I get together and talk about Wisconsin and about your magazine, and got a book out now. Our Wisconsin magazine has been around, 2 years now?
2 years. We launched it in January 2 years ago, and it's grown pretty rapidly.
Yeah, I've just been absolutely amazed at how quickly it has grown.
Yeah, we're humbled and honored by it. Last time I mentioned that this is the reason I don't go fishing anymore, and what was supposed to be my retirement. Put turkey hunting on that list as well. I'm hoping to do a little better this year, but in 2 years' time, over 100,000 people have subscribed to the magazine.
Which is just absolutely amazing, kind of given where a lot of magazines are going in the other direction.
Yeah, my partner Roy Ryman and I worked for quite a while at this, and people ask us, are you crazy? Because if you look at, look at Time Magazine. You can fold that in quarters right now. Newsweek, it's vanished. A lot of magazines have gone away, and that's sad. And I thought it was so sad, I thought we needed to try something different. So for whatever reason, people seem to not feel print is dead, at least in some forms. And I think it proves one thing. People love Wisconsin, and that's something we can all agree on.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that. And in your current issue, the February-March issue, it has a lot of wonderful articles about winter in our state. You must love a Wisconsin winter because you actually moved north in retirement. What do you like about the various during this season?
Okay, well, I'll tell you. Well, I don't know if I like it, but it's unique. On Monday, when I drove into the office from Presque Isle to Manitowish Waters, it was minus 31 ambient. So the diesel wasn't real happy with that, but we made it, and it's something that we live with. When somebody asks me, why would you retire north when everybody else is moving south, when I look around outside the window here and I see the pine trees with the mellow morning light or evening light filtering through it onto the snow, I think, why would you live anywhere else? What do I like about winter? There's no bugs. Okay, that's for starters. I can walk anywhere in the woods I like, and there's not a lot of wet spots to amber around or walk up to my armpits in. I can get anywhere, and it works really well to exercise my assistant editor. Now that sounds sweatshop, but my assistant editor is a red Labrador named Chester, and he's snoring next to me right now. But he and I go snowshoeing, and he loves it. It tires him out. He's only about a year old, and the only problem I have with that is when he steps on the tails of my shoes. And nose plants go with that. But I think anybody who's had a Labrador in the field knows, I think it's bred into these guys to kind of lay back on your calves and let you do the hard work.
Oh, man.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly talk some more about the magazine, but I want to be sure to talk about the fact that you and Roy Ryman, your publisher, have just put out a book. Apparently the magazine wasn't enough to keep you busy.
Roy's been at it probably more than 50 years, and he's got sparks flying off him still. And that energy, I think, shows through in the magazine, and it certainly shows through in the book that we just put out. And I kept on the helm of the magazine while he took on this project. It's a 148-page book. It is high-quality paper.
Beautiful.
It's hardback, and it's a compilation, the best of the first couple of years of our Wisconsin. We took the stories that people wrote to us the most about, what we got the most response on, and we put them between hard covers to give them a little more prominence. So it's not only a best of compilation, but there's a few new items in there as well.
Yeah, I sat down with the book and started going through it, and I'm just, oh, man, this is so much fun. And the articles, you're right, every article in there is, I thought, man, well, that's a good one. I'm glad they have that in there, and great to hear about Steve Stricker, and great to hear about even the horseshoes and the inventor of cheese heads.
And D. Wayne Lucas.
Yes, the famous horse trainer from Wisconsin.
That's right. You won 4 Kentucky Derbies, and you might think somebody like that came from, down in Kentucky or somewhere further to the south. This guy grew up in Antigo and had his horses out at the fair in Langlade County, and he was trained as a teacher, and he finally had so much horses in him that he took to this full time, and look where it's led him. He's a Vince Lombardi of horse racing. He's been in California many years, but he's true to his Wisconsin roots, and he's not shy about talking to people about that. He said the work ethic he learned on his parents' farm in Langlade County is what drives him today. And in his late 70s, he's still training champions for the biggest races in the nation.
And there's a couple of really cool sidebar stories that you have with him as well. I'm not sure that I want to divulge those. Just we got to leave something for the readers. But I got a big kick out of those sidebar stories for
sure.
He's
a character, and really, that's a lot of what our Wisconsin, the book and the magazine, is all about. It's about a place called Wisconsin, but it's more about the people of Wisconsin. And so much of Wisconsin, the essence of it, resides in the minds and hearts of the good people here. And we're here to publish their stories.
Talking today with Mike Bino. Mike is editor of Our Wisconsin magazine. He joins us from his office in Manitowish Waters. You can join in, too, with your questions or comments. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page for that. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And I always enjoy hearing from Judith Sears Poisson, who's in the studio with me
right now.
Somebody who loves Wisconsin, too.
It's true. I am a transplant. I have been here almost 27 years, and it's just so I was just talking with our intern, Cheyenne. You know, it's really a wonderful state. There are so many great things about living here, and I would say Wisconsin Public Radio is one of those things.
Absolutely, Wisconsin Public Radio is one of those things. We count on you as you listen to the show today to help keep our discussions going on the air. I hope you'll give at WPR.org or phone in at 888-202-2552.
And last hour, we heard from 45 new and returning members. Thank you so much for those gifts. New hour, new goal. Our goal this hour is to get 50 pledges.
And help us meet that goal. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Support the station you love.
And, you know, we have so many regular guests who come on, spend time with us, with you, the listeners, share their expertise. Sandy Sawchuk helps us with our pets. Also, Carrie Donahue, who was on just yesterday, talking about holistic pet care. Scott Craven, who's happy to speculate on your wildlife sightings. The weather guys, Steve Ackerman and John Martin. And, of course, our wonderful bird guy, Bill Volker.
They cover topics, I think, near and dear to my heart, and I bet to your heart as well. They give you great advice and ideas, and because you've come to trust and appreciate these guests, I hope you'll support the program with your dollars. Easy to do. Just go to WPR.org or call 888 888- 202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs. Well, as an added incentive, we have something really special right now. It's the book, Our Wisconsin. It's beauty, it's bounty, it's people. And it's yours when you give $120 or more. That comes out to $10 a month. So ask for it now when you make your pledge. And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I have many favorites. I like the music for casual listening, but when I want to pay attention, when I want to do intentional listening, then I like anything that Larry Miller does. I do like Chapter a Day. In fact, I usually try to catch that twice, both early in the day and late at night. I like Saturday morning, Classics by Request, and I love the folk music program on Sunday evening. I like all the NPR offerings, especially Prairie Home Companion and All Things Considered. I listen all the time. I'm Lorraine Henning from Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for intellectual stimulation.
And I hope you will join Lorraine and make your contribution right now in support of the programs you count on. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Miller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this winter membership drive. And whether you pledge, I don't know, $5 a month or maybe it's $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your gift.
Become a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Once you set up a comfortable monthly amount from your bank account or credit card, your support goes right to work towards the programming you appreciate.
And because your sustaining donation automatically renews every year, your support will always be current. You don't have to wonder if it's your time of the year to give every time you hear a pledge drive. Become a sustainer right now with a gift of $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
When you listen to WPR, you're not alone. Well, you might be alone in your car, your house, or your office, but you're sharing the experience with us and with all the other listeners.
And I think we have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. We share values that bind us together. Your support helps us share the cost of WPR programs. So please give now. Join Judith and myself at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
When you became a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you took an important first step. Now take the next step and become a financial supporter.
And the step from listener to supporter, pretty easy. You decide how much you'd like to give. Maybe it's $10 a month or $5 a month, a good starting point. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Maybe you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part, but you enjoy listening to WPR year after year. Your continued support is really what keeps us going.
If it's been a while since you donated, this is the perfect time to give again at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Do it right now.
We're looking for 46 more pledges in the next 40 minutes or so. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 supports this program and all of the programs you count on.
You know, and as an added bonus, I hope you'll ask for the book that we're talking about today, Our Wisconsin. It's beauty, it's bounty, it's people. Ask for that book with your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. It's a wonderful book. You're going to really enjoy it. I know it. Pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're already a sustaining member, well, thank you so much. If you're not, think about becoming one right now. It's easy to set up the ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A sustaining membership is convenient for you, and it provides reliable funding for WPR.
And some nice calls, some nice comments. Sandy and Ed from Bailey's Harbor say, we believe in WPR. It's the best of all radio. It's the only radio we listen to. Lindsay from Madison says, I love WPR. I'll do everything I can to keep this programming going strong.
Oh, wow.
Really nice comments, aren't they?
Well, you can join Sandy and Ed and Lindsay and a whole lot of other members, too, by donating right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your contributions. Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking today with our guest, Mike Beano. Mike's been with us a number of times now. He's editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, joins us from his office in Manitowish Waters, and we're having a lot of fun talking about his book, which is Our Wisconsin, its beauty, its bounty, its people, but also about the magazine, Our Wisconsin. We're having a lot of fun talking about it. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you. Maybe you subscribe now to the magazine. I'd love to hear your comments about it. But also, if you've got a favorite place that you enjoy here in the state, maybe a favorite restaurant, possibly, maybe a favorite just thing to do in the wintertime and where you do it, we'd love to hear that as well. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org, or you can post on our Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, and you can post your questions or your comments there. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Mike, well, let's talk about some of the articles in the current issue of the magazine. I had a lot of fun going through them. Do you have favorites, or do you like them all when you?
Well, one of the best things about this job is you learn so much. Okay, learn so much from people who live in their different corners of the state and tell you what's going on there, tell you about the characters that are there. Also, we try to keep just a little bit of nostalgia in here as well. Some interesting oral histories from people who still remember the 1920s, the 30s, the 40s, and some of what life was like back then. And that always has been fascinating to me. It's Wisconsin's such a rich place to live. It's proven in these stories. Now, Larry, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you like Danish pastry?
Oh, do I like Danish pastry? I tell you what, I love the headline for one of your stories. Now, maybe it's like biting into a cloud.
Okay, well, that's Belgian pastry.
That's Belgian pastry.
Those are called kneecaps, and they are well known in the Belgian Triangle, which is to say, if you drew a triangle on the map from roughly Green Bay to Luxembourg to around Sturgeon Bay, around Namur and Brussels. But what it is, if you picture a cream puff, but an open-faced one and quite small, this is a specialty that is served and looked forward to at the banquets, the country banquets out there. And there is a small bakery in Green Bay on University Avenue called Willow Street Bakery. That dates to before it was University Avenue. And it's a small neighborhood bakery, and they still put forth the kneecaps in our contributing editor Tom Davis has an amazing, he's well known for his sweet tooth, and so he goes there for the kneecaps, but don't forget Smirava's Bakery in Pulaski for the punschki, which they were just putting out. But to the Danish, have you ever heard of Able Skiver?
No, I have not.
I did not until this week, but in West Racine, there is a place called West Racine. They have the Able Skiver brunch, okay? And this is at Gethsemane Lutheran Church. And picture, if you will, let's say a hush puppy, but without the cornmeal in it. These are fried confections that have enough leavening in them that they become like a little globe. They're made in specialized pans, cast iron, with indentations in them that have been handed down through the generations of immigrant Danes. And they can only be made with these pans, apparently. And they turn these over, they fry them, and they're served with toppings such as real Wisconsin maple syrup, some powdered sugar, homemade jams, you name the kind you like, but they must be homemade, applesauce. And they put on this brunch with these last Saturday in April, I believe. It's coming in our next issue. And the Danes are known for, and there's a little bit of Dane in me along with Belgian, known for consuming vast quantities of coffee with their pastry, and everybody's welcome to come on down to this church, this neighborhood church, and try some of this Danish pastry.
Man, that sounds wonderful. You're making me hungry.
That's what we're all about here, too.
Everybody
likes to eat.
Mike Beto, our guest. Let's go to Margot in Prairie du Chien. Margot, hi. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I love the magazine, Our Wisconsin. I received it in the mail. It was the introductory issue, and I just loved it. And I've given it as gifts. I have neighbors who are now subscribing. I just adore it. And I've had Abe Lefevre. I have my own pan.
Oh.
It's just wonderful. And, oh, Mr. Beno, I love your magazine. It is such a treat when it comes in the mail. I sit down and read it cover to cover, and I love the Amish family. I mean, it's just wonderful, and it's so Wisconsin, and it gives me other little places that I've been to or would like to go to. It's just a marvel.
Oh.
It just really is a wonderful thing you guys started.
Oh, man. That thank you, Margo, for calling in. Mike, you can't beat a comment like that, can you?
Wow. Well, a moment ago I talked about driving here in the dark at minus 31 degrees ambient. Margot, comments like yours make it all worthwhile.
I look forward to that magazine so much.
Well, thank you. And you have an Abe Lefevre pan?
I do. I learned how to make it from when I was a teenager from my best friend's mother. And they're so fun. They're a lot of work. I mean, you have to stand. But no more than pancakes.
Okay.
But they're just so fun.
Well,
and I bought a pan because it's a part of my childhood or my youth growing up. And, yeah. Oh, thank you for the magazine.
You're going to have to get the book, Margot. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to love the book. You love the magazine. You're going to love the book, too, Our Wisconsin, that we're talking about today as well. Oh, thank you so much for calling. I want to give some others a chance to chime in here, but I really appreciate your call. And please do get a copy of that book, Art Wisconsin. Barbara in Western Iowa, it's your turn. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Mr. Vino. We are so excited to talk to you. We are Wisconsins at heart. My husband's born in Antigo. We met in Madison, had our first child, and married there, and then we had to go off in the Air Force and be gone for years and years, but we really love Wisconsin. We bought the magazine, or we subscribed from the beginning, but since we can't be there, we listen to you all the time on the app on our phone. It's on now. We're right now in Florida with other Wisconsin snowbirds.
Ah.
There's 100 of us at breakfast yesterday together. Telling Ole and Lena jokes. And just reveling in the joy of being Wisconsin people. You know, even if you can't live in the state, you subscribe to the magazine, buy the book, listen on the phone, do everything we can because our heart is back in Wisconsin.
Barbara, thank you so much. Mike, a comment?
Yeah, Barbara, thank you for that. Iowa, Florida, you get around, but Wisconsin's still in your heart.
Always is.
We were talking a little while ago about how many people have subscribed. Fully a third of our subscribers the subscriptions were given as gifts, a lot of those to people who live far away from Wisconsin, and their family members want to keep them in touch with the place that they love. We now have subscribers in all, not only all 72 Wisconsin counties, but all 50 states. And we're glad you're keeping up with us.
Absolutely. And, Mike, I'm having people are calling and saying, well, how do I subscribe to the magazine? And I think that's a pretty good question to ask. How do you subscribe?
Thanks for that fat pitch, Larry. Here it is. You can subscribe to the magazine by visiting our website. It's at OurWisconsinMag.com, OurWisconsinMag.com. If you don't have a computer, and there are some folks who don't, there's a 1-800 number, and it's 877-902-9760.
877-902-9760?
Correct.
Okay, 877-902-9760.
Yes.
Okay, good.
The quality of your magazine is outstanding. It's not just the content. It is really great to have a publication in paper that puts that much effort and obvious, expense into making a really quality publication.
Well, thank you. Yes, we were talking before about some in general in print publications, things seem to be getting smaller and thinner and less, and that's a shame. So we decided to just turn completely in the opposite direction and print on the very best paper we could find. Interestingly, we printed Quad Graphics in Milwaukee, Wisconsin company, and I was at the sports show last year with our publication, giving some samples, and I can't tell you how many of the pressmen wearing their coveralls from the plant down the street where we print came into the sports show and stopped and said, thank you so much for giving us good paper to work with. It showcases our work, and it's so refreshing to have something nice like that going the other way. So,
oh, that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah, they appreciate it. And I'm no pressman, but I think if you have thicker, nicer, heavier paper, you have fewer problems on the press as well. That's a big machine.
Yes, and you can save them and look back at them, and just it just seems to never stop.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get that book, because that'll be my portable thing to take along when we're in the car or wherever. We do a lot of driving to Wisconsin. We drive for all the home games for 20 years, so that's 435 miles right there.
Oh man, Barbara, you're a Wisconsinite through and through. Thank you so much for calling. Mike Bino, our guest today, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, joining us from his office in Manitowish Waters, a place that I dearly love. And great to have him along. And great to have another Wisconsinite joining us as well, Judith Sears-Poisson, because she's here to help you make up your mind about how much you should contribute. Well, how much are you going to tell them to contribute? $10 a month or $100 a month?
You know, I think what the important thing is people give. So whatever feels like the right amount for them, that's what I hope they'll give.
I agree with you. And let me give that number. It's 888-202-2552. You can phone in and make your contribution that way. Or you can go to WPR.org and make your contribution there. And we have some... We have some goals for this hour.
We do. We are looking for 33 more pledges in the next half hour or so. So we need your help, and you can do that right now. Support the programs like the Larry Mueller Show that you enjoy and count on. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm sure you've been enjoying the conversation today with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. It's an example, I think, of the fun and informative conversations that we have on this show.
Now take just a couple minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I told Judith, do not tell him how much to do. Do not say that. You decide the amount for yourself. Don't listen to what Judith says. Every pledge matters, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you love here at WPR. So, and be sure to ask for the book, Our Wisconsin, Its Beauty, Its Bounty, Its People, as your thank you gift when you give $120 or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You may think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. We do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but listener contributions make up the single largest source of our income.
And that's why your support is so vital in keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important you are to WPR, I hope you'll make a pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I started listening to the state station, and it's been my companion ever since.
We just have been at this public radio listening for at least 15 years, and I've, you know, certainly tried to contribute over all those years.
Wisconsin Public Radio has been a favorite of mine, I would say, for about the last 11, 12 years. I enjoy it so very much.
And I bet you enjoy Wisconsin Public Radio as well, and I hope you'll pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson, asking for your support of WPR during our winter membership drive. And maybe your gift's going to be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Maybe you've heard that the proposed state budget includes a significant cut in state support for Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. You tell us that you value the lasting impact of public broadcasting programs, news, conversations, music, and entertainment.
That's why Wisconsin Public Broadcasting, including WPR, is working hard to address the budget challenges as the process goes forward. Meanwhile, listener support is more important than ever, so I hope you'll make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Have you ever heard something on Wisconsin Public Radio that you wanted to pass on to a friend? I certainly have done that many times. With program notes on the website and audio archives, you can pass things on and easily. Maybe you already do.
A great way to stay connected with others by passing on ideas and stories and information. We help you stay connected with your friends and family and with the world, I think. Your donation keeps this connection going.
So make your pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Still looking for 31 more pledges.
We live in a generous society. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. We're quick to help a neighbor in need. We chip in for good causes.
So continue that tradition of a generous society when you're supporting WPR right now. If you've never given to WPR before, become our next new member at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Many new members give $5 a month, but the amount is totally up to you.
Once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for it, and I think WPR is one place where that's true every day. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the programs you love.
It's hard to buy much for $2, but at WPR, $2 a day creates a lot of learning, music, news, and entertainment. That works out to $60 a month. Make that gift, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So we have 30 more pledges to go in the next 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So make your programs, make your contributions right now to the programs that you rely on. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, as an added bonus, you can ask for this beautiful book, Our Wisconsin, Its Beauty, Its Bounty, Its People. With your pledge of $120 or more, that comes out to $10 a month. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're already a sustainer, thank you very much for that. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR, maybe by $5 a month or whatever amount you choose. You can do that at WPR.org or at 888 202-252-2.
Jan from Madison says, I love listening and want to do my part to keep you on the air. Well, thank you so much for that, Jan. Laura from West Allis says, I heart WPR. Well, Laura, we heart you. You can join Laura by making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and we will heart you too.
Your pledge right now makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you so much. Thanks so much for listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking about our great state of Wisconsin, celebrating our Wisconsin and celebrating our Wisconsin magazine as well, and the new book out, Our Wisconsin, Its Beauty, Its Bounty, and Its People, with our guest for today, our guest Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, joining us from his office in Manitouish Waters. And you can join in, too. What do you like about Wisconsin? What place really appeals to you? Is there a special event, special place, a special restaurant, maybe, that you really enjoy? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. If you like the magazine, if you're getting it, love to hear about that as well. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. And Rebecca in Waupaca has been waiting a long time. So, Rebecca, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I was so excited to hear that you're doing this show today and specifically talking about the magazine. We just got the magazine as a gift. We had our baby in October, and for a Christmas gift, my brother-in-law bought a subscription for our baby to Our Wisconsin magazine. And so I, of course, have been enjoying it immensely, especially when I'm nursing. Like, the articles are just long enough, you know, for a period of that, and I've picked it up so many times. I love it. So it's gotten me through some sleepless nights.
Oh, Rebecca, with wonderful comment. Thank you for calling. Mike, comment?
Well, you know, people have often told me that they like the fact that we've got a lot of short reads in the magazine. I've never heard it put quite that way, though. Glad it works, Rebecca.
Yeah, I love that as well. Thank you so much. Again, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Renee commented just saying, I love our beautiful Driftless area. And certainly that is a beautiful part of the state, isn't it?
It is. Love it there. And in the book you're talking about, we have a story about morel picking. If you want to go morel picking, that's where it is. The Morel Mushroom Festivals in Muscadet toward the end of April, I believe.
Yeah.
Here. And you can't beat that area. Now, Larry's mentioned several times I'm here in Manitouish Waters, and yeah, the Northwoods is lovely, and I live here, but wow, that Driftless area, I head down there whenever I can. It's so beautiful, so unique, and Renee's right.
Yeah, we had a nice Facebook comment from Nina, that loves this magazine, has given several gift subscriptions to displaced Wisconsinites. And just reading the magazine, she just helps me remember what this state is all about.
That's true. People who live in other states write to us often, and they say, I forgot about those white arrow signs that direct people in the northern part of the state. I forgot about Sheboygan hard rolls and the bratwurst. Those kind of things. They miss those things. It's a connection that means home, and we're glad to be able to provide that for folks away.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you do. And I want to go back to the book a bit. I had some. I was quizzing Judith earlier because I got it. There are some sidebar, kind of like sidebar stories, but there's a Wisconsin trivia section in the book. And so I said to Judith, now where is, I've got to find it here. I said,
Page 18.
Yeah, no, I've got the page, but I'm looking for the specific the specific quiz that I was giving her, and I'll find it in a minute. Oh, here it is. I asked her. I said, "Now, in Wisconsin, there is 982,155 acres of something. What is it?" And she was giving me all kinds of answers, but that was one of the trivia questions. There are 982,155 acres of something, and I'm actually not even going to. Well, you know, but I'm not going to tell right away. I'm just going to make people think about that. There are 982,000 acres of what? If you know the answer to that, call up and let me know, and then we can talk a little bit about Wisconsin as well. So I love, you know, that's a kind of a cool section of the book, and you've got so many other kind of neat things about Wisconsin, what we love about Wisconsin. I like the fact that you also have on another page noteworthy quotes from noteworthy Wisconsinites. And one that caught my attention right away was one that said, "There are people who make things happen, there are people who watch things happen, and there are people who wonder what happened." To be successful, you need to be the person who makes things happen. And that was Jim Lovell, our Apollo 13 astronaut. And, of course, he was a graduate of the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
That's right. And another famous astronaut from Wisconsin was who?
Was it Deke Slayton?
There you go, Deke Slayton. And there's a museum dedicated to him, I believe, Sparta.
Yeah.
The sections you're talking about, the Wisconsin trivia, the sayings, and also comments from people all across the state, what we love about Wisconsin, those are some examples of the new material that's in this book. It's not just the best of stories and photos that we've published the last 2 years. There's a lot of new material in here. So if you're already a subscriber to the magazine, it's quite worthwhile to get yourself a copy of this book with a pledge of support to WPR and enjoy some of the stuff Larry's talking about here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the photo, you know how many photos are in the book?
Oh, wow.
It's 148 pages, but way more than 148 photos.
Oh, yeah. There's several hundred photos, I would say. That just follows the magazine's format, really. We try to be about half photos in there. And people, that is really, I would say, the one thing people comment on the most when they write in here. And as the guy who's responsible, as I think I said last time, for creating that ugly gray stuff that goes around all these pretty pictures. We're happy to hear that. We know people, hey, let's face it, we live in the prettiest state there is. Why not showcase it?
Yeah, and the people who took those photos come from all over the place too, don't they?
They do. The photographers, by and large, let me back up. Our Wisconsin magazine is, quote-unquote, written by its readers. We ask people from all across the state to send in their stories, photos, open their family albums, and share what's unique about their corner of Wisconsin. On our covers and our photo essay in the center, we've reached out specifically to some professional photographers who go out and the kind of people that'll sit out in the woods for hours and hours and hours waiting for that perfect cloud formation to come over in the perfect light. There's artistry in it, and there's patience. And we've got between 40 and 50 professional photographers who submit photos to us every issue. And they're great, and I think it shows in our pages.
Ron and Mason up here. Ron, hi. Thanks for calling. What have you got? You got a guess on the...
I was just thinking, you know, Wisconsin being famous for beer, brats, and cabbage, I can't think of a more appropriate man to have on the air that writes about it is a guy with the name Beano.
It's a gas, Ron. I love this job.
Oh my! And did you have a guess on what we have 982,000 acres of?
Yeah, Yeah, I was thinking either cranberries or ginseng.
No, you're not. That's not correct yet. But stay listening, Ron, because I am sure we're going to have an answer for you in very short order. Maybe somebody else is going to call in with it. I'm sure the person who would know right off the top of her head is with me right now, Judith Sears Poisson. We call her the Wisconsin answer gal. She knows everything about the state and can answer most any question that you might have about it.
And you know how I get those answers, Larry? I ask you.
Well, I tell you what, we ask each other a lot of times about, and one of the things we ask each other is, how are we going to get people to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio? As you listen in right now, you know, I hope you'll invest a few minutes of time to support these programs that you rely on. Make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we have a ways to go here in the next 6 minutes.
We do. We are looking for 20 more pledges in the next 6 minutes. And that means that your pledge right now is extra important. So make your gift to support the WPR programs you enjoy, like this one, and rely on, like this one, every day. Your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Really makes a difference.
Wisconsin Public Radio keeps you informed and entertained every day. Hope you enjoy this program. And the Kathleen Dunn Show, I like a lot. Mm-hmm. Zorba Pastor, On Your Health, I like a lot. Old time radio drama is so much fun. And there are many others that I bet you've come to enjoy.
WPR gives you a window on the world really like no other. Support the exciting mix of shows you enjoy on this station with your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And look, you can choose the book, Our Wisconsin, Its Beauty, Its Bounty, Its People, as your thank you gift if you pledge $120 or more. That's $10 a month. Your pledge supports the program, and I know you're going to enjoy the book. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows. Word, language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will, too.
Thank you so much, Bruce. And thank you if you've already contributed to our program. If you haven't, this would be a great time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your pledge during our winter membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your support. And your gift, maybe it's $10 or $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
It really is. And if you can, share your passion for WPR by becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle with a pledge of $100 a month or more. We rely on member support. That's your support to make great radio.
Gifts of $100 a month, $1,200 a year, that it amounts to, obviously, are really important for our future. Help us stay strong and continue to grow with a leadership gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, at a time when the world is changing at such a fast pace, keeping up is harder than ever. No matter what's going on in your own life or in the news, WPR is always here for you. You can count on us for programs that are both enlightening and entertaining.
Kind of a two-way relationship here. Mm-hmm. We're here when you need us, and you step up with the support that makes it all possible. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 18 more pledges. Now in the next 3 minutes, give to WPR to support the programs like this one that you rely on. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much for spending time with Wisconsin Public Radio with us today, whether you found us by by maybe just scanning the dial or maybe a friend recommended our programs, you're staying tuned because you like what you hear.
Because you like what you hear, help pay for your public radio station. You choose the amount. $5 a month is a great starting point. Whatever is comfortable for you. Become our next new member right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, so I hope now you'll make the decision to support WPR financially. Simple as that. You really can help. Just renew or make an extra gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Getting down to the wire here, we are looking for 17 more pledges in the next 2.5 minutes if we really stretch it. Mm-hmm. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps us meet that goal. And even more importantly, it supports the programs you count on.
And as an added bonus, ask for the book, Our Wisconsin, Its Beauty, Its Bounty, Its People. With your pledge, it needs to be $120 or more. It's $10 a month or more. Pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Ooh, we're making some progress. Now we need 15 more pledges. We can do it with your help. If you're already a sustaining member, thank you so much. If you're not, think of becoming one right now. It's easy to set up the ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. You can do that at WPR.org. 888-202-2552. It's really a win-win because a sustaining membership is convenient for you and it provides reliable funding for WPR.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Caitlin from Madison said, I was raised listening to public radio. I'd like to have it still be around when I have my own children.
That's great.
Isn't that a nice comment? Laura from West Dallas said, I heart WPR. And Suzanne and John say they are consistently inspired by our conversations, sharing information and commitment of all those who bring Wisconsin Public Radio into our home. They love that.
That's
as
great.
Well. So how about you? If you haven't given yet, now would be a great time to do it. Excuse me. And it's easy to do. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. We'll be back with our guests right after this look at the news. Stay with us. We cover a lot of topics on this show, but I hope what stands out is that we're often celebrating what a wonderful state we have, and it's one I think we're lucky enough to call home, and we really have some incredible people who live here. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. We're having a wonderful time talking with Mike Beno, editor of Our Wisconsin magazine. It celebrates what life is about here in our state. Joins us from his office in Manitowish Waters. And Mike, thanks again for spending time with us today. I really appreciate it.
Larry, it's always an honor to be asked to join you on this program. And I'd just like to take a moment here to rally all the readers, the subscribers of Our Wisconsin magazine, and let you know that if you haven't picked up a copy of our latest book, Our Wisconsin, Its Beauty, Its Bounty, Its People, what better way to get double bang for your buck than to pick up a copy of this book, but also support Wisconsin Public Radio. Public radio is something that deserves to be supported, I firmly believe. And Wisconsin Public Radio, it brings us news, talk, music. Simply Folk is one of my favorites on Sunday, and it brings us Larry Mueller, and how can you beat that? So please take this opportunity to give a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio and pick up a copy of our latest hardback full-color book at the same time.
Yeah, Mike Beno, thank you so much. And to do that, just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. I really appreciate that. I had a little quiz earlier in the show. I said, what do we have on 982,000 acres here in the state? And I think Craig from Onalaska has an answer. Craig, are you there?
Yes, I am. It's Wisconsin Lakes.
You are exactly right. 982,000 acres, almost 1 million acres of lakes.
Always love to hear from somebody from the west coast of Wisconsin. Craig, Onalaska, you know something about water out there, I'd say.
Yeah, I spend some time on the Mississippi, so I'm familiar with it.
We got 15,000 lakes. We touch two Great Lakes and major river systems. And neat thing about the Mississippi, I always thought, besides the lore and the history, you go fishing there, it's like fishing in the ocean. You never know what you're going to pull out.
You know, that's right. That's true. You could go on a fishing trip over there, and I have people tell me that you can have 5 to 10 different species of fish in just one outing.
Easy, walleye, sauger, sheephead, catfish,
bluegills. All of the panfish types that are out there.
Certainly.
Well, Craig, thank you so much. You got the answer right. 982,000 acres of Wisconsin lakes. Now, I'm going to give one more. I thought this was really interesting. The biggest rain that we had in the state that fell in a day was, and here I am finding it again. Oh, here it is. The most precipitation in a single day was 11.72 inches. Where did that occur in the state? I will
Watertown?
No, it wasn't Watertown. But we have another clue that involves water, or another trivia piece that involves Watertown. But no, this happens somewhere else. And if somebody knows, maybe somebody, I'll tell you what, it's a small town, and it's in Ashland County. And it happened in 1946. 11.72 inches fell in one day. And there's, I think you could say there are quite a lot, few bear in that area. Now, okay, well, that's enough. That's enough in the way of clues here. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. Maybe you got a question. Maybe you got a favorite thing that you do here in the state that you'd like to talk about, or a favorite place to go. 800-642-1234. Or go to our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. You can post questions or comments there. And some comments, should mention some of the comments up. Oh, yeah. Catherine sent a note on Facebook to remind us that we forgot one of the astronauts from Wisconsin. We have an astronaut from Winter, Wisconsin, Jeff Williams.
Okay, thank you very much for that reminder, and duly noted.
Yeah, I completely forgot, and I should. And I love Winter, Wisconsin. I love that area, that Lake Winter. I've caught many, many muskie on Lake Winter over the years.
We're giving away your secret spot. Linda Arndt is one of our photographers we talked about before. She lives in Winter and sends us many wonderful images from that area. We've published her images often. Beautiful place.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. And we had a Facebook question from Mary, and here again, I hadn't brought this up, but we should. We talked about how to subscribe, and we should repeat that. But then she wanted to know, what's the price of a magazine subscription?
Thank you very much. 1 year subscription to Our Wisconsin is $16.98, and we think that's a pretty good value. A lot of magazines that are six times a year are more like $25. So $16.98, and you can subscribe by going to our webpage at OurWisconsinMag.com, and also, we have the 800 number, which I gave before, 877-902-9760.
877-902-9760. So
correct.
There we go, and that's how you do it. Dave in Augusta. Hi, Dave.
Well, good afternoon. I was wondering if the place you're talking about, Wisconsin, or received all the rain, was called Drummond, Wisconsin.
Drummond, well, that's a pretty good guess, but not the right answer.
You're close.
Well, I was out fishing on the Chippewa Flowers last September 4th, and we had a storm that came in, and I was between Popple Island and Pete's Bar. I know Larry knows where that is.
Oh, yeah.
And I swear the waves were 4 feet high. It came, and that would have been my second guess. The moderate rain. I was completely soaked.
But boy, that's a pretty open expanse of water right there. What you're talking about, Dave?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the wind's picked up, and I made it back, but I was soaked.
Well, I tell you what, you didn't get 11 inches, but it probably felt like 11.7 inches, eh?
Yes, sir, it did. It did. Well, thank you, Larry.
All right, thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. Dave's a good fisherman. He knows how to fish, and he knows about lures, too. He definitely knows about lures. We have other stories that I wanted to talk about with you, and there was a great sort of sidebar story to Steve Stricker, great Wisconsin golfer, and his wife. You have a nice story on him in your book, and I thought his basketball prowess was duly noted too, which I thought was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's another story in the book. And basketball, free throw shooting, correct?
Yep.
Yep.
And horse. I think he was playing a game of horse.
Yeah. Steve's wife, Nikki.
Yep.
Okay. Well, she's an athlete in her own right. Played on Wisconsin's women's team for 4 years and recorded around a 70 back then. I'm just checking here how far we got with the free throws.
Oh, he actually had a contest with a very well known basketball player and now a basketball coach who coaches Virginia, who I think are now ranked number 2 in the country. Dick Bennett's son.
Okay, Tony.
Tony Bennett.
Okay, the 3-point shooter from UWGB.
Yeah, and he beat him in a game of horse. Steve Stricker did. So I thought, well, you beat Tony Bennett in a game of horse, you're doing a pretty good job. That's for sure.
Tony Bennett holds some pretty big scoring records, as I remember. And not only was he a 3-point shooter, he was a very strong player overall, and he coached for a number of years as well, and still coaching. One story I thought I would mention to you as well, with all this talk about water, a while ago I was talking about some of the memories stories that are in our Wisconsin magazine. We heard from a reader named Jim Alf in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, talking about his first job. In the 1950s, his first job off of the farm, his first job to earn money for the family, was to run the Careyville Ferry in Dunn County, Wisconsin, across the Chippewa River. Now, in his care were a couple of cars, that's all this ferry would carry, along with the passengers, of course, and it was his responsibility to get them safely across the river at age 12.
Isn't that amazing? You'd be arrested for child labor laws right now if that would. Well, and who would ever let their 12-year-old out on the river like that?
He not only had time to do that, it was at the time when Edwin Land developed the Polaroid camera. So in a 2-minute ferry crossing, he figured he could sell some pictures to the tourists right there, and he did. And finally, it got to be a little bit too much, so he sold the camera to his high school and just continued as a ferry boat captain. Age 12, you don't hear about those things anymore. And some of the, you could make those stories up. And that's why we reach out to readers and rely on them for our stories.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Laura in Minocqua up next. Laura, hi, thanks for calling. Have you got a guest for us?
Do, and our guest is Moqua.
Moqua. Minocqua?
Oh, the guest is Moqua. Moquah.
Ah, I don't know Moqua.
Okay, that was my husband's guest.
All right. I'll tell you what, I am going to divulge the answer to that question. The answer to that question, 11.72 inches of rain fell in Mellon, Wisconsin, in 1946. That's a lot of rain in a little bit of time.
we have a volunteer field editor living in Mellon, Wisconsin, Rich Becker. We have one of those in every county, and Rich lives right there, and he's sent us a lot of nice stories and photos over the past couple of years.
Well, you've sent you've got a lot of nice stories in the magazine every time, and also a lot of nice stories and hundreds of photos in your new book. And it's always always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks so much, Larry. It is an honor to be part of this, and look forward to doing more of it in the future.
Absolutely. Mike Beno is editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, joining us from his office in Manitouish Waters. We were talking about fishermen earlier. One of the great fishermen here at Wisconsin Public Radio is Judith Sears Poisson, who I think might have, aside from me, the record for the largest muskie ever.
I have never gone muskie fishing, but you know, Dave from Augusta called earlier, and Dave carved you a beautiful muskie lure.
He did, and I would never use that lure because it's just too beautiful to use.
But, you know, doesn't that just sum up what's so wonderful about Wisconsin?
Oh.
Things like muskie fishing, people like Dave from Augusta, people like Mike Beno in Our Wisconsin magazine.
Absolutely. And people like you, as you listen in, this is our membership drive. I hope you'll join us. I hope you'll contribute. Your gift right now, any amount, makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Judith, once again,
we always have goals.
Goals.
Last hour, we heard from 46 members. Thank you so much for those gifts. That's really heartwarming. Our goal this hour is to get 18 pledges. And you know what? Actually, this half hour. And we are already 8 towards that. So we are looking for 10 more in the next 10 minutes. Totally doable with your help.
Support the station you love. Help us meet that goal when you give now at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
And, you know, Beverly from Green Bay pledged because Larry Mueller's show is the best. Well, I'm a little biased, but I have to agree with Beverly. And if you agree with Beverly, what better way to show your support, not just for Wisconsin Public Radio, but for the Larry Mueller Show and, you know, for Larry Mueller himself? You can make your pledge right now. It takes just a few minutes of your time. Make your gift, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We have so much fun. Talking with Mike Beno, for example, and all the great stories that came up as we talked about Our Wisconsin magazine and the stories within the magazine, but then also the stories that folks called in with.
Right.
A lot of great stories. It's really a community of listeners we got here that I think is unparalleled. I hope you'll help us keep that programming going. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
You know, it's amazing. This certainly is a conversation between Larry and the guest of the day, but it's really a conversation among all of our listeners and those who chime in on Facebook or by calling. You know, just talking about amazing things and people in Wisconsin, Catherine on Facebook said, don't forget the astronaut from Winter, Wisconsin, Jeff Williams. And then Paul from La Crescent chimed in, don't forget about the astronaut from Viroqua, Mark Lee. He flew on the space shuttle at least twice. Now, I didn't know either of those things. And thanks to our listeners and callers, I now know that we are a state with a whole bunch of astronauts. If you learn things like that every day, tuning in to WPR, tuning into the Larry Mueller Show, show your support right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And Larry, what can they get with their pledge of $120?
Well, we have a really great added incentive today. It's the book, Our Wisconsin, Its Beauty, Its Bounty, Its People. It's a beautiful book. And it's yours when you give $120 or more. That's $10 a month. Ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I don't think that people fully understand that Wisconsin Public Radio
is really the basis from which it all began. I'm constantly telling people that you've got a tremendous resource here. You don't have to contribute. I mean, you can go ahead and take the service for free. I tell them, I contribute so you can listen. That always gets them. Here's this tremendous amount of information, which is commercial-free. It's annoyance-free, certainly. And I've got this terrible aversion to commercials, both on television and especially radio. I don't think the people really understand the value that you have right here just flipping on the radio.
I hope you'll make your contribution right now to support the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. It's during our winter membership drive. And maybe your pledge is $10 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
Maybe you're interested in playing a larger role to support WPR. The 9XM Leadership Circle is a growing group of listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support WPR programs.
Leadership Circle members want to make sure Wisconsin Public Radio programming is going to be here today and tomorrow for everybody. And if you'd like to increase your support to WPR, join that 9XM Leadership Circle. I hope you'll do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Sometimes you want to listen to WPR, but you're not near a radio. Well, good news, that's no problem at all, because you can listen online from anywhere in the world.
At WPR.org, you check out information about your favorite shows or guests that you've heard and listen to audio archives of past programs. Your pledge helps support all those services.
And another thing you can do at WPR.org is to make your pledge. You can do that right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And we are looking to get three more pledges in the next couple of minutes here on the program. Make your gift right now to support the WPR programs you enjoy and you rely on every day. Your pledge right now at WPR.org. or at 888-202-2552 makes a difference.
Maybe you've never pledged to WPR before. Well, why not find out how that feels right now?
And it feels great, I can tell you that for sure, and Judith will agree. It feels great to support something you love, something you use and rely on every day. So put your money where your values are when you make your first ever pledge, maybe of $5 a month or $10 a month, right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Perhaps you're a sustainer, or you've already given this drive, or you renew your membership in the mail. Well, thank you so much. We really do appreciate your support.
And there's still something more you can do to help. Encourage a friend to join the Wisconsin Public Radio community. Sometimes, yeah, we all need a little nudge from a friend to do the right thing.
Peer pressure in the best possible way.
Yeah.
Help us grow our members. Motivate a friend to make a pledge right now. Tell them to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You love WPR because it's your source for great, intelligent radio. There are costs associated with high-quality radio, and that's where you come in. Your support is very important.
And making a pledge is quick and easy. You'll be finished in no time at all. Your contribution in any amount, maybe $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, makes this and all of the programs on WPR possible.
And we have two more pledges were needed one more pledge here in the next couple of minutes. Your chance now. Do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Support the programs that you count on.
And don't forget, as an added bonus, you can ask for the Our Wisconsin book. Our Wisconsin, it's beauty, it's bounty, it's people. It's such a great book. So uplifting. It'll put a smile on your face. You can get that with a pledge of $120 or more. That comes out to $10 a month. The important thing is to pledge right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Big thanks to you if you've already contributed. If you haven't, boy, this would be a great time to do it in this next minute or so. Donate right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And again, thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.